Scattered activity diminishing tonight. Some fog may develop overnight, early tomorrow morning. That could be dense. Be on guard for thunderstorms that could become severe for the afternoon tomorrow. A likely round or two tapered off tomorrow night. Then followed by a mostly dry Saturday. Heavy rains potentially on Sunday. Overnight 60s. Tomorrow 80-ish. Upper 70s Saturday. With the rains and the clouds likely Sunday afternoon, the highs of 70s will turn cooler late in the day. Sunny, dry, much cooler Monday. Sleepers, day cabs, dump and service trucks, flatbeds, buses, trailers, boats, RVs, farm tractors, pickups, autos, and more. The two-day spring public auction, accepting your consignments too at Henderson Auctions in Livingston, Louisiana. Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, March 13th, 9 to 4. Register now at hendersonauctions.com. Business license number AB-459.
Welcome to the Cynthia Clark Show, a cheerful show, a time to enjoy tasting cuisine, a time to be encouraged, a time to learn from experts in our town. We hope you will call in and ask a question or two and share your voice with our community. And now here's your host, Cynthia Clark.
Hello, New Orleans, and how are you today? My name is Clark, Gregory Clark. I'm the other half of the Clark family. I'm hosting my beautiful sister's show today, the Cynthia Clark Show. How are you today on this gorgeous sunny afternoon in gorgeous Crescent City, New Orleans? Is everybody looking forward to St. Patrick's Day coming up on March 17th? I was just reviewing a couple of wonderful activities that's going to be around our local city, our wonderful, colorful city. And I even have a little St. Patrick's Day blessing for everybody. Welcome to the show. Well, you know the annual St. Patrick's parades are considered the opportunity for family and friends, especially of Irish descent, to get together and enjoy the outdoors. The entire city turns and closes the streets, and people dress in costumes and hand out flowers and green carnations, and all the music adds to the festivities and all the bands and the parades, the walking groups that are dancing down the street, only stopping out to give out beads and flowers. What a wonderful city we live in. And that'll be coming up on this Sunday, March 17th. And I have a little St. Patrick's blessing for everybody. It says, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. How's that for all of us in here in New Orleans? What a wonderful little Catholic society that we have here in New Orleans. There'll be downtown Irish Club block parties at noon on February, and then in the Irish Channel. Saturday, Parasol's block party celebration starts with all of from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. with music and green beer, food and surprises. And all the block parties start in the Irish Channel and run from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on both days, on both Saturday and Sunday. The Irish Channel was going to have a parade starting on Napoleon and Chapultepec. The Italian-American St. Joseph Parade is in the French Quarter, and that's at 6 p.m. And that's the St. Joseph Society celebrates St. Joseph Parade throughout the French Quarter, and that kicks off at 6 p.m. at the intersection of Convention Boulevard and Girard Street. That'll include about 16 floats with marching bands and a whole lot of guys and girls dressed in tuxedos. And then on Sunday, the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Metairie Road starts at noon. It's the annual Metairie Road St. Patrick's Day Parade, starting in front of Rummel High School and Severn Avenue, and goes down Severn to Metairie Road. And then on Sunday is the Downtown Irish Club Parade. And then there's the Louisiana Italian Irish Parade. Oh my goodness, I didn't realize there were so many categories. And then again, Saturday on April 6th is the St. Bernard Italian parade. Wow, we are chock full in this town. Again, welcome to WGSO today. I am Clark Gregory, your local image consultant. I'm hosting the show for Cynthia. And if anyone would love to call in and has any fun facts for our upcoming event, Irish Day Parade on Sunday, give us a call here at 504-556-9696. So then we're going to move on to a little bit because we have a couple of things I'd like to talk to you today about. Also, how about it's spring break coming up? And does anyone know about the history of spring breaks? I have a little bit of facts for you. Did you know that spring break began in 1939 in Fort Lauderdale and started as a swim event? And it's the peak season from mid to late March. And what that does is it gives the students a reprieve from the hectic school responsibilities before their finals and the last half of the school year. But lately, I'm sure nobody's living in a hole that the controversy about the age and the crowds, and you know, this year, because the spring break has gotten a little touch out of hand in Florida, the wonderful governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has put a curfew. Has anyone seen any of the local news? The spring break has been quite different this year in Miami. It's been quite controlled. I mean, without a bunch of controversy, but it's been quite under control. And the governor's like, look, no violence. You here, have fun, you know, but 8 o'clock, time to go home. So, of course, we love all of those nice little facts. And I have a lot of friends that are here and Tulane and studying for their exams and looking forward to the spring break. You know, it's such an event and it's such crowds. I remember one time I went to Key West and not even realizing it was spring break. Wow, what a party down there that goes. So we love our state of Florida and we have to thank them for initiating spring break. So again, here we are, 504-556-9696. I'm Clark Gregory, your image and style consultant in New Orleans. I'm hosting the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. If any caller has any calls, please call in and talk to us. And then we're going to move on to our Highway 90 drive. So if you live in New Orleans, most people drive up Highway 90, the scenic route, to head towards Florida. As you well know, it goes through Mississippi, Alabama, before reaching Florida and Pensacola. And I don't know if a lot of you remember as children, that was considered quite the elegant area. It was the area that was taken over, believe it or not, when the French was occupying the Gulf Coast. They took over the area, and they have a restaurant there. I'm sure a lot of people know Mary Mahoney's old French house restaurant. Does anyone know it was also opened in 1964, and it was an old house built during the French occupation of the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. So that's another very interesting point. I've eaten there several times, and several times it was delicious. I don't know if anyone's been there lately, but, oh, we have a caller. Cynthia. My sister Cynthia is calling in. Cynthia, how are you? Welcome to your show. It's your brother, Clark Gregory.
Hi, having a ball listening to the show. Yes, a lot, very exciting about St. Patty's Day and spring break, and I just thought I would just call in and say hi.
Well, hello, and welcome to your show. I was telling your beautiful audience, be with this gorgeous day in New Orleans in the Crescent City, Cindy, how excited everyone and all the energy you can feel with the upcoming events with the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday and Saturday, and I mentioned there's even one into the following week. And as you well know, exactly, it's a family affair.
Yes, and just spring break is also in the air, talking about, you know, the Tulane students and Loyola students and all of the college students, many who are going to go on to the Gulf Coast of Florida. We like to go to Destin often.
Oh, we love Destin. And, of course, Panama City is along the way and Bay St. Louis. Oh, I jumped ahead of myself. I just started at Highway 90 in Bay St. Louis.
So yes, yes, of course. That's where we start. I enjoy going to Trapani's restaurant every once in a while right there in Bay St. Louis. And, of course, how can we forget, you know, all the fun times sailing with the Egan family and growing up as children in that area.
Exactly.
And it's just blown up. It's so big now, Clark. It's grown so much. There's so many great restaurants and new businesses on the Strip. It's Bay St. Louis is just
booming,
even more
and it's still
than
reasonable.
It was when we were children.
And Cynthia, we have to go to a break now, and I want to thank you for calling.
Okay.
Can you please hold on, and we'll come right back on the next segment. You can tune in and help us talk about all these beautiful restaurants we have on the Gulf Coast along the way.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, Clark. I'll stay on for a little bit if you'd like.
Thank you, New Orleans. Here we go.
Hello, New Orleans. Lent is here, and that means the tradition of eating seafood on Fridays begins. Did you know this tradition is rooted in the South's rich Catholic culture? Did you know Shortstop Po' Boys in Metairie serves a fresh in-house seafood okra gumbo with crab meat each and every Friday? Or if you prefer to enjoy your seafood gumbo at home, you may order seafood gumbo by the gallon from the catering menu. The Shortstop family invites your family to savor a delicious oyster, shrimp, crawfish, or catfish po' boy on fresh Leidenheimer French bread, seafood gumbo, and more, all at reasonable prices. We invite you to dine with us at Shortstop Po' Boys this Lenten season. Located in the heart of Metairie, where Airline meets Transcontinental, 119 Transcontinental Drive, shortstoppoboys.com, serving delicious food consistently for over 50 years. shortstoppoboys.com.
We live in a stressful world, and it's easy to become overwhelmed with our constant exposure to daily stress, lack of sleep, financial pressures, our relationships, workload. It all adds up. And sometimes we need a little help to restore balance. Our brains are an amazingly complex and capable part of our bodies. The two hemispheres of our brain constantly communicate, keeping us balanced, healthy, energetic, and at our best. But in the face of traumatic events or overwhelming stress, our brain goes into survival mode and sometimes gets stuck there, out of balance. A left-side brain imbalance weighs us down, slowing our brain's response, a freeze state. We feel numb. A right-side brain imbalance stimulates us to fight or run from a stressful situation, a state of anxiety known as fight-or-flight response. We're constantly on edge. Our brain's natural healing abilities need help to recover from these conditions, a chance to relax, rebalance, and reset itself. The Sarasset Experience does exactly that, helping your brain to restore its rhythm and balance naturally so it can manage stress more effectively. Sarasset is proven technology that's safe, non-invasive, and highly effective. First, four high-resolution brain frequency sensors precisely record your real-time brain rhythms. Second, our proprietary algorithms convert your brain rhythms to specific engineered tones to create your unique brain echo, allowing you to hear your own brain echo in real time. And your brain recognizes itself and responds. As the brain hears itself, it realizes what's stuck and self-corrects, relaxing and resetting to its natural, balanced state. That's how Sarasset helps your brain free itself from frozen and fight-or-flight states, enabling you to achieve the highest levels of well-being and balance throughout your life. Sarasset, we help your brain help you.
Hello, New Orleans, and welcome to the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. This is her brother and your local image consultant and food stylist, a little bit of all, Clark Gregory. Welcome to the show today. I'm hosting for Cynthia. We were talking a little bit about this upcoming wonderful events, our local events of St. Patrick's Day. I happen to be going to New York City on Sunday to see the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So I'm sorry, New Orleans, I'm going to miss it, but I'm always here. And I'm looking forward to the local New Orleans parade, and I'm also going to be looking forward to the New York parade. And I'll have a little report for you and Cynthia next week on a later show. Hello, Cynthia. You're back, I hear. Welcome back to your show.
Yes. I wanted to call back and mention Fields Steakhouse in Bay St. Louis.
Wow.
It's really a nice restaurant for a nice steak, and that's in Bay St. Louis.
Really?
As well as Trapani's, and yes. And so you said you were talking about Bay St. Louis, so I just wanted to call you back.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you. I was just starting. I didn't do a lot of research on the locals, so I'm glad you're calling in about the new fresh restaurant that are there. I was just touching base on a little bit about the drive from here to there and some of the old restaurants that you can see from here to there, and then, you know, we're going to end up, I'm glad you're still on the air with us, because I wanted to talk about the Grand Hotel in the Point Clear, Alabama. You know, that's
exactly me too. And what about some of the cherished memories from the Broadwater? I bet you will get calls coming in when we start talking about the Broadwater Hotel in Biloxi.
Well, let's talk about it right now. Again, I was telling you, you know, we're on Highway 90, but I forgot to mention, how about the beautiful summer vacations we would have with our mother and father. And I have spoken to a lot of local New Orleanians, and there's not one person that does not know about the Grand Hotel in Point Clear, Alabama. And do you know that the Grand Hotel is considered the queen of the southern resorts? And Cynthia, it was open in 1847.
A long time ago.
Yes. And you know, the guests used to travel from New Orleans to the hotel by steamboat on Mobile Bay. And the hospitals were, they had set up a hospital there in the Civil War. And, you know, they call it the Sands of Point Clear. So they're famous for this sand that they have in Point Clear too, Cindy.
Mm.
And also every day is commemorated by a cannon firing. Does anyone in the audience or Cindy, did you know that every day, out of salute to the country and the service that the Grand Hotel had in years past, since 1847, that every night at sunset they have a cannon firing to commemorate what's going on.
It sounds very patriotic. You remember the days when our nation and people were very patriotic.
Oh, yeah, it's such a wonderful, it was those days when, again, we're talking about, yes, the sweet old days with the Irish parade coming up with, it's a family affair, and then, of course, spring break. Well, that's not a family affair. It's a family affair when your child can go and have fun and you can relax, but, so that's another family affair.
Spring break, I think, is, like you said, yes, it's mostly teens trying to get away from parents, but it's also families who go together. There are some teens whose parents have kept them nearby, right, and allowed their teens to be nearby and party and have fun. So I think it's still a family affair, the spring break. And definitely spring is in the air. The weather is just so beautiful. I'm enough to be going to Florida myself this weekend in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is way further.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
That's
right. You're going to St. Petersburg, so you might be. Are you flying, or are you going to drive gorgeous Highway 90 and wave to some of the wonderful sights along the way? You know, everyone underestimates how beautiful that Mississippi Gulf Coast is.
It's a beautiful drive. And the Alabama
coast.
I love to do it. I'll be doing it all spring long, I promise, because you're new to joining me on the show, and I'm so happy you're joining me, but I have had many, many of the Gulf Coast restaurant tours
really?
Come on the show.
Oh.
And we're going to invite them on again because so many of us New Orleanians, you know, we have second homes in Bay St. Louis. And,
yes.
You know, everybody's constantly going back and forth. Some of us have some homes in Destin. And
yes.
So it's just, as you said, it's a drive that New Orleanians do
it's
all
historical.
The time. And it's a great drive. I just love it. So I'd love to go in have lunch with you on a Saturday or a Sunday really soon, too, in Bay St. Louis.
Yes. And what is that chic area right now in Mississippi where one of my favorite restaurants that used to be in Covington, an old Covington, called Oxalot 9, and they moved to, it's called the
Spiny Oyster.
It's
right there, what I'm talking about. Yes, right, I believe right there on the main strip on Bay St. Louis, just opposite of where the Bay St. Louis Southern Yacht Club is.
Right. You were mentioning to me that you had stopped there before. And
I'm not sure if they're
in the area. You said you stopped in the area. And
out.
I have heard nothing but rave reviews about what's going on over in that little area.
That's right. That is our old favorite spot that used to be in Covington, Catty Corner, to Catty Corner to what is the restaurant that we go to all the time in Covington? Slipping my mind. By the hotel?
But yes. What is it called again?
I can't think of it. The little Italian spot we used to go to all the time.
And on the way to where? I apologize. I just lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. I switched gears. Because we were talking about how our favorite little restaurant, Oxalot, was in Covington.
It was. Little continental place.
But it's across the street, Catty Corner, to our other favorite restaurant.
Del Posto. Del Posto is one of the most.
Del Porto.
Porto. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
Yes,
Del Posto is in New York City. That's the famous.
But we have to check out whether Patty might even know. She's up on Cuisine with Miss Fitzmaurice. I'm not sure if Oxalot is still open in Bay St. Louis.
It's called.
We have to find out.
It's called the Thorny Oyster.
It's the same people. Patty. Yeah.
And it's still open, Patty?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes. I see a lot of great reviews. I see them on Instagram. I see them on Facebook. They post some of the most beautiful food I've seen in the area. What a great motivated chef.
But they are the original owners of Oxalot, is what we were saying. But thank you, Patty, for giving us the correct name of the restaurant. Have you been there, Patty?
No, I have not, but I heard nothing but good things about it.
So have I. Had you tried the old one, Oxalot 9 in Covington?
No, I never did.
Delicious. It really was delicious, and the chef was so motivated, and I loved it. But obviously, restaurants come, restaurants go. They've obviously had maybe the backer backed out here, but then a whole new backer in Mississippi came out, and we really have to go patronize his restaurant.
Yes, we do. Let's go next weekend. Patty, you come with us if you want. Let's definitely go next weekend.
Right. And as we're doing that, as we're on Highway 90, we'll be there and we're going to pass, like you said, Cynthia, the Broadwater Beach Hotel that was built in 1939. And it remained a popular destination.
Oh, yeah. I've been to the Broadwater Beach.
Of course she has.
Yeah. We're all kind of from the same, grew up.
Kind of the oyster in town.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was a popular destination until the 1980s when it was demolished after Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. Well, New Orleans, I appreciate you listening. Cindy, we're going to have to go to a break. Thank you for calling in. I wish you would stay online. I'd like to talk about a couple of other restaurants and
I can't wait to hear about Coastal.
Oh,
I haven't been there yet, but I know you've been there probably 10 times.
Yes. And
so
we'll be talking about, we're going to talk a little bit about Destin and its origins. And it was founded in 1835 by Captain Leonard Destin because it was such an excellent sailing and fishing area in the Gulf. So New Orleans, thank you for tuning in. This is the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. I'm her brother, Clark Gregory, and we appreciate you listening.
Did your siding and it's in such poor condition, it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardy Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyltech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyltech today for your estimate at VinyltechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Giandusa's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Giandusa's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the redfish river town. Tuna Giandusa is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Giandusa's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia! That means let's eat in Italian.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. One of two bills related to mental health on school campuses that advanced out of Senate Education is Lake Charles Senator Mark Abraham's bill, which allows public schools to employ or allow a volunteer chaplain to provide support services for students and teachers. Abraham says 15 other states are currently considering such laws.
It has been helping with mental illness, not only for the students, but also for the teachers. There's been less teacher attrition as a result of chaplains in these schools.
McNeese is headed to its third ever NCAA men's basketball tournament appearance. Shahada Wells earned most valuable player honors for the tournament as he had 27 points and 6 assists in the win over Nichols.
We're happy to be here. We're happy we could do it for the community, for ourselves, so... we're not finished. Like we've been saying, we're not finished yet. We got to go to March Madness and let's make a run.
The Bayou Bandits will learn of their NCAA tournament destination on Selection Sunday at 5 p.m. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana McKenzie Scroggs on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. Did you know Louisiana is one of the world's largest producers of clean, affordable propane gas? And did you know that propane is used for heating homes, hot water, cooking, and cleaning clothes? And did you know that hundreds of school buses and light-duty trucks are powered by propane? And if you didn't know, now you do. Propane is energy for everyone, and it's a fuel for our future. To find out more, visit LouisianaPropane.com.
Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyltech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyltech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyltech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyltech has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinyltechRoofing.com. Go to VinyltechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. Chazzy Williams is the owner of Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company in Mandeville, Louisiana. She is a breast cancer survivor, and her mission is to prepare clean, whole, healthy meals that nourish, energize, and improve the overall health of her clients. She believes the health of our generation and generations to come should not be compromised by synthetic ingredients, fried foods, GMOs, or overprocessed foods. The meals from Eat Healthy Portions are created fresh from scratch in your Louisiana neighborhood. The menu is Louisiana-inspired and endorsed by the Ochsner Eat Fit program. Go to eathealthyportions.com to order 15 meals for only $8.99 each. The meals are robust in flavor and created to help you return to your optimal healthy weight. Each week, simply supplement your current diet with the meals. Why start tomorrow when your success for a new year, new healthier you, is here today? Visit eathealthyportions.com to view our Louisiana and traditional menu.
Hello, New Orleans and the Crescent City. Welcome back to our live show at WGSO Radio, downtown CBD New Orleans. I'm Clark Gregory. I'm your local image and wellness consultant. I'm hosting my beautiful sister show, The Cynthia Clark Show. We were just speaking with Cynthia on the phone. She's out on location today. And we were talking about Highway 90 trip down gorgeous, scenic Highway 90 on our way to Florida, on our way to Destin. And we've already stopped by the Mary Mahoney restaurant, which was opened in 1964 in an old home. And then we talked about the Grand Hotel in Point Clear, Alabama, which is the queen of the Southern resorts, and it was built in 1847. And then we're now making our way down. We made our way down to the Broadwater Beach Hotel. Everyone knew about the Broadwater Beach Hotel, built in the late 1939. It was a popular destination for marina and resort and fun and everything right outside this New Orleans. And if anyone has any suggestions or any old memorabilia they'd like to talk to us about, please give us a call at WGSO. We are at 504-556-9696. So now we're moving on to the next state over, as we talked about Alabama, and I'm sure there's some beautiful shore areas that we have to visit, but we're going on to Destin. Does anybody know that Destin was settled in about 1835 by a captain on a fishing vessel named Captain Leonard Destin? Isn't that fascinating? And it was such excellent sailing and fishing in the Gulf from Panama City to Pensacola that's where he settled. And they were known as the Destin East Pass for fantastic fishing. And, you know, all they talk about is all the local Gulf fresh fish, and the Gulf is gorgeous. I'm sure you see as we leave the New Orleans area and go through Mississippi and Alabama, once we start hitting Alabama and Florida, the water starts to clean up. Well, you know that's just the soot from the muddy Mississippi that we love so much and our gorgeous heritage in New Orleans. You know, it's the soot from the Mississippi that's settling in the Gulf of Mexico. So the further east or west you go, the water starts to clear up. So it starts to clear up by Gulf Shores, Alabama, which I hear is most beautiful water. And I have to say, I honestly haven't stopped there, which I will be doing soon, on my way to Destin, Florida. And one of my favorite restaurants is in Destin, Florida. That's Emerald's Coastal Restaurant. Chef Emeril Lagasse, who happens to be a personal friend of mine, started his restaurants here in 1990. He began his flagship store on Chapatula Street, his restaurant. Did you know that Emeril is from Fall River, Massachusetts, and went to Johnson & Wales Cooking School? And you know that he started his career with Dick and Ella Brennan. Chef was traveling all around the world, cooking and enjoying and collecting knowledge, and Dick and Ella Brennan solicited him and wanted him back here. And so then he worked for Dick and Ella Brennan for over 8 years, and that put his name on the map. And now he has well over 19 cookbooks. He has 20 restaurants, and did you also know that he's in the Carnival Cruise Line? Chef Emeril is constantly christening Carnival Cruise Ship Line restaurant. And then also, I'm sure some of our local New Orleanians know, he just opened his French version of his take on food in Chef Emeril's Brasserie in the Caesars Palace Hotel right here at the foot of Canal Street, right across from Saks Fifth Avenue. And for some of the people who also love outdoor dining, as I do so much, they have a little outdoor patio in case any guys would want to have their brunch overlooking the foot of Canal Street. What a lovely city we have here. So we're moving on again. So we're talking about the restaurants. My best friend, Chef Emeril, was voted the best Southern regional chef by the James Beard Foundation in 1999. And then he went on to win another award, 2005, for the Distinguished Service Award. Actually, he's won so many awards, I can't even begin to list them all. In 2009, his restaurant won Restaurant of the Year, and he won a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Food Network. And then in 2002, he started his foundation. And then in 2011, he was given another award for edible schoolhouse yards. You know, what Chef does is he renovates all the local kitchens in the area of schools, and he also loves to have garden to table. So he's promoting planting and gardening, you know, garden to table, that new concept that's completely around the world. And I don't know, I'm sure you've also heard that Chef Emeril Lagasse's younger son, EJ Lagasse, has now taken over the reins at Emeril's on Chapultepec. And boy, is he doing a farm-to-table, very sustainable, using all local ingredients, all local growers. He's now announcing that he's going to have a local Louisiana man raising lamb. He'll be serving pasteurized leg of lamb in the wine bar. And then he also has his fine dining establishment. And he was saying that they're going to be serving a roulet of lamb. So I'm looking forward to that. And also one of their new introductions into the sustainable menu this month is quail. He has a local sustainable quail raiser. So any of you guys who love delicate fowl like that, that's one of my favorite, quail. Sure, there's a little picking going on, but there's also a lot of flavor going on. So if anyone is interested, please check out Chef Emeril's restaurant on Chapultepec Street. And he's got two sides to it now. He's got the Emeril's wine bar, and he also has the fine dining establishment where you can sit for longer period of times, pair your wine up with your meal, and have three different menus to choose from. He's got the, you know, new spring menu coming. He's got his classic menu coming. And every now and then he offers a vegetarian menu. So we're looking forward to seeing what their new local flavor is going to be this season in New Orleans. Here we are again. And if anyone has any fun facts they'd like to call in, please give us a call. We're at WGSO in the Central Business District. It's 504-556-9696. We're talking about spring break, and we're talking about the Irish Day Parade to come on Sunday, and we're talking about driving to Highway 90 from here to Florida, ending up in Destin, and dining at all the wonderful establishments along the way. And I'm sure, callers, you've noticed that the water and the quality of the beach has become so pristine from here to Florida that I think it makes it a little enticing for all of us New Orleanians to go east and see what's going on the East Coast. A lot of us used to go west, and we used to go to Galveston and that way. But don't forget our East Coast of Louisiana. Does anyone else have any fun suggestions for us as we stop along the way? There's a couple of cute towns in Florida I would like to see. And there's also in Pensacola. I'd love to see downtown Pensacola. Does any of our viewers have any fun facts about downtown Pensacola? If not, we're going to continue our drive down the road, down Highway 90, Florida, Alabama, and the destination is Destin. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We're at downtown in the Central Business District live today on the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. We're talking about spring break, and we're talking about Destin, and we're talking about all the fun facts of our local New Orleans restaurants. And if anyone would like to call, please give us a call and let us know any of that fun trivia. I'd also like to recognize a new local fish restaurant that's called Porgy's, that's serving local fresh fish. As we talked about the Captain Leonard Destin for the excellent sailing and fishing in the Gulf, there's now a new restaurant called Porgy's that serves a hot lunch every day, and it has fresh local sourced fish from the Gulf. So if we're interested in all of those lovely things, you can give us a call. Otherwise, thank you for listening to the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. We're going to take a short break for a few commercials for our sponsors, and we'll be right back to speak with you. Thank you, New Orleans.
Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardie Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at VinylTechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduca's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduca's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the redfish river town. Tuna Gianduca is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduca's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia, that means let's eat in Italian. If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyl Tech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com or contact me at 504-247-6120. That's 504-247-6120.
Hello, New Orleans, and welcome back to the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. Again, I'm Clark Gregory. I'm her brother. I'm your local image and style consultant. And we're talking today about St. Patrick's Day, and we're talking about all the Louisiana parades that are going to be ensuing this weekend. There's a parade in Metairie at noon, and there's going to be a parade on, let's see, St. Patrick's Day parades on Metairie Road. It's their annual parade. And on downtown in the Irish Channel, it starts at 7 p.m. And for all Saturday goers, I mentioned earlier, Parasol's Block Party. Then there's Tracy's Block Party, which is an annual celebration in the Irish Channel. Another Irish Channel parade starting at Napoleon and Chapatoulas. And then we're also looking forward to the Italian-American St. Joseph Parade in the French Quarter. And again, that starts at 6 p.m. And you guys are going to have so much fun this weekend. Drink responsibly and party safely. You know, there'll be a ton of music, plenty of green beer, a lot of food, and a lot of surprises. You know, in New Orleans, it never ceases to surprise me. All the wonderful little parties that you walk down the street and the little things that are going on. And again, we were talking about Metairie Road. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about all the wonderful new restaurants on Metairie Road. And on Friday, I had the very fortunate, I passed by the new restaurant, Tana. Has anyone seen the new restaurant, Tana, with Chef Michael Galata? He's one of another one of our local celebrity chefs, and he claims he's combining Louisiana and Sicilian food. And we were able to have such a wonderful meal. I went early at 5 o'clock. You can't get a reservation. Try to call, and they're booked solid. But the thing that I loved about it is that it's one of the most beautiful and professional-looking restaurants in our local area now on Metairie Road. Does everyone know now Metairie Road is also known as Food Road or Food Alley? And then another restaurant that's right across from Tana just got a great acclamation, and I've spoken to several people about it, is Garrison on Metairie Road. Now, I was also speaking to a third chef, and he was saying that he doesn't even try a restaurant until it's been 1 year into the experience, because you haven't ironed out the kinks yet. But let me tell you something, Tanya is something to watch. They have a custom-made pasta wheel, and they have this giant production at a pasta station in front of you if you order one of their pasta dishes. And then there's he built this custom-built pasta cart with a wheel of Parmesan on top of it. Has anyone ever had Parmesan cheese in a Parmesan linguine, you know, originated in Italy? And I forgot the history on it. I'm going to have it for you. It's such a fascinating history. I think pasta Alfredo was made for Sophia Loren and one other celebrity by a celebrity chef years ago. And when they came back to Beverly Hills, they asked one of the local Beverly Hills restaurants, can you mimic this? And Linguini Alfredo was born in New Orleans. Listen to me, New Orleans. Been born in the world. One of my favorite dishes. So if you want to try a good pasta on a cart, on a wheel of in the wheel of Parmesan cheese, head for Tanya on Metairie Road. And the pasta is also made fresh. He's got two or three local artisans hand rolling pasta as you walk in. So one of the most fascinating things about this area is they never cease to disappoint. There's literally three pasta stations in the window that Chef Michael Galata has. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll be getting a live show from Tanya soon. I'm going to go speak to Michael Galata again, the celebrity local chef, who has this gorgeous new restaurant, and I'd love to interview him and get some of his inspiration and what makes him tick and why does he love this Louisiana and the local area so much. Again, anyone has some restaurant tips, please give us a call. We're here in the Central Business District of New Orleans, downtown, 504-556-9696. Do we still have a caller? We have a young lady, Lori, calling in. Hello, Lori. Lori, are you still holding? Hello? I think we lost Lori. Oh, what a shame. Well, thank you for calling. Please call back again. Again, the telephone number is area code 504-556-9696. 9696. We're talking about the wonderful festive Crescent City area that we live in. I'm sure everyone's going to be looking forward to this wonderful festive-filled weekend. It's been a whole week of celebration from the Irish Day parades. It started on last Saturday with the parades, and it's going to be going all week long. And it's fun. It's the Irish Channel. Everyone's dressed up. Everyone has all these musicians that are live in the street, and people are walking around handing out flowers. It's a lot of love and family devotion. So please, again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. We'd love to hear any of your local New Orleans experiences. We were talking about the Irish Channel again today, and we're talking about all of the fun festivities and the Irish Channel that's going to be happening this weekend. One of my favorite restaurants that I love to go to, but it's not really in the Irish Channel, but it's local. It's right over on the everyone knows it is Camellia Grill. Who hasn't been to Camellia Grill if you're here local? Does anyone love their fresh homemade waffles? And how about the fresh, delicious milkshake? And how about that greasy, delicious hamburger? Boy, we're covering all maps today. We went from the Irish Channel to Camellia Grill. But you know what? It is the same theme. We're all uptown in this gorgeous Crescent City. I have friends that talk about eating at Camellia Grill all the time. They're furiously studying right now, getting ready for spring break, as maybe as your children are. And we're just looking forward to having another festive week in New Orleans with the wonderful festivities of the Irish Day parades and the spring break that's coming. You know, there is a little bit of a spring break air of festivity and the air of excitement here, and that's what I would love to see. And now just be careful, make sure you're of age. Of course, you know, most of us are of age, but a lot of the kids, you know, when these teenagers, they like to drink. What is the drinking age in Florida? I think it's 21. Yeah, as it is here, 21. Now, when I was growing up, when Patty and I were growing up, the drinking age was 18. But of course, Patty's giggling over here. We used to slip in the nightclubs. You know, we used to have fake IDs, and we used to get in there at 15 and 16. Isn't that something else? But, you know, again, that was a more responsible time in society, and our society has changed a little bit. And, you know, we just need some good old-fashioned morals and, you know, a good parenting. You know, we've all had some wonderful upbringing here in Louisiana, and we just have to watch this political situation, and we just have to watch this, you know, parent situation, and we just have to make sure we all party safely. You know, drink responsibly, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive, and don't have too many people in the car at the same time. So with that, again, I'm Clark Gregory. I'm your Thursday radio show host. I'm hosting for my wonderful Cynthia on the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. She always has the good news and cuisine report. We've talked about great restaurants. We love our city that we live in. We've talked about restaurants from here to Florida and back. Cynthia is going to be traveling on the next couple of episodes, and she might have some new restaurants that she would share with you. And I hope I'll have a new restaurant to share with you and a little bit of fun and excitement from my New York City trip. I'll be traveling to New York for the weekend to see the famous St. Patty's Day parade there. I'm sorry I'm abandoning you, New Orleans, but I've been here throughout the time and through the past 60 years, and I love it. Thank you, WGSO Radio. We love and appreciate you, and thank you so much. God bless you all, New Orleans.
Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyltech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyl Tech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
It's Lenten season,